Hey everyone, I'm
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is episode one of Outside Campus with your host Adam Bramson and my co-host
Kyle Stout,
Calvin Raekwon.
Welcome! Round of applause for the boys.
Get it up.
First episode. It's been a long time coming.
Wait, how do I do this?
Are you still on IG Live?
No, well, hold on.
What are you doing?
Bye, everyone.
We're live on radio.
See ya.
Kyle, it's your first time in the booth. Kyle's been on one episode of me of a different show, Wombology. Not going to talk about it.
Plugging his own show.
Plugging my own show. That's on 7 to 8, but this is Outside Campus.
So Kyle, you get double whammy.
Oh, yeah. It's actually Adam Bramson double power hour Sunday nights on the radio, baby. Yeah, but this is the first episode of Outside Campus. We're super excited. Kyle, your first time in the booth. Tell me how you're feeling.
I'm really excited. I mean, I know there's thousands of people listening right now. So
literally thousands.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about. I'm almost speechless, but not quite.
I hope you're not speechless because this whole radio show revolves around you talking. It'll be good. Cal, thoughts? Excited? You know,
just really excited to get back into the booth.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, two of my favorite people. So yeah, really looking forward to it. I get to wear a cool headset.
Also, that's your favorite part. What'd you
say? Outside campus content has just been missing.
Oh, it's been missing. I mean, let's be honest. We started off real hot freshman year, kind of dimmed down sophomore year, junior year. You guys really left me out to dry. I was like, come on, guys, let's go outside. You're like, nah. Let's go outside, dance for a little bit. And then senior year, it's just been, I mean, what? We've had one post. But I feel like tonight might be our triumphant return.
It's the start of something new.
The start of something new. How does that song go?
It feels so right
to be here with you.
Choo, choo.
Choo. Were you saying Jew or Chew?
I was saying Chew like a choo-choo chamber. Oh. Jew might be better because you're Jewish.
Right. Either of them would make sense in this instance. Outside Campus Radio. We're off to a great start, guys. All right. So this episode one, I mean, we have a bunch of things we want to talk about, but
one of the most... I want to talk about something first.
All right. Go ahead.
I think, Adam, you look great tonight, man. If anyone else, if you're listening... I wish you were in the studio to see these two wonderful faces that I'm looking at right now. My two eyes. You guys look wonderful.
I love it when you talk into the mic like that. Okay. You always have great additions to the radio.
Thanks.
You know?
Also, yeah. Why is your headset much cooler than mine? Both of you.
I got here first, so I picked a cool headset.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, go ahead.
Headset is exactly the same as his.
Also, yeah, all of them look exactly the same.
Shut up. Okay. Keep it going. Sorry.
All right. So, I mean, I feel like it would be smart to start off with what? The origin story of Outside Campus, right?
I would agree.
The origin story of Outside Campus. Yeah. What are you doing?
Let's do it.
All right. So, how did it all start, right? Freshman year, we were dancing. I mean, okay, if you don't go to Lafayette, Campus Pizza is basically... what, a pizza restaurant
slash
dance hall nightclub?
They do rave. It all there,
they
man.
Convert on weekends to a rave fest.
Yeah,
basically we were literally outside of this place called Campus Pizza, Outside Campus, and we were all what, 19? I was 19, you were 18,
I was probably like 23.
You were 27. I'm pushing 45.
Yeah.
With the body of a 3-year-old.
Baby fat.
Cal Raekwon. We were outside campus and, you know, the bouncers, I mean, back then it was Kathy. Kathy used to be the one who would let people in. Now it's Ash Cash Carlson.
It
used to be Eli, too.
Don't forget about Eli.
But Eli wasn't there this night. I think it was Kathy. Anyways, we were dancing. We wanted to go inside campus.
Did we? I thought we always wanted to be outside.
Listen. We got to a point, though, where we realized being outside was better than being inside. Exactly. Right? Because every freshman's like, I want to get into campus, but I'm not going to get in. Bah. You know?
Bah.
They always do that sound. Bah. And we were trying to get in. Kathy was not budging, though, that night. Some nights she was lenient. Some nights she was not. That night she was not lenient. And you know what? We were like, The energy was pumping, and we said to Kathy, if you're not going to let us dance inside campus, we're going to dance outside campus. Mm-hmm. And thus started the movement of us just going nuts and dancing literally outside campus instead of dancing inside campus.
I don't even know if it was dancing. You know, it was just...
It was frantically moving around.
Energy balls flying around.
Tomfoolery. You know?
Oh, I think, yeah.
Big energy balls just running around across the street, you know.
Dude, you're right. It wasn't always dancing. There's a video that we posted where it's literally just us doing laps back and forth on the street.
Yeah.
And Kyle, you were kind of designated cameraman to begin.
Yeah.
And Cal, we just relied on me and you to be
idiots,
full-blown morons.
Yeah. And Kyle had all the chicks like leaning on his shoulder.
Right. And me and you were like, just like being stupid.
Yeah, we're just like, very nice.
But anyways, I mean, what happened was we were doing all this dumb stuff at outside campus one night. Kyle whipped his phone out and was like, guys, I'm going to film it all. Let's make an Instagram page. And me and Cal were just like, yeah, let's do it. Not thinking, you know, like not, I mean, Cal, you were on a different planet and I was just being an idiot. And then, so Kyle made the Instagram within like 5 minutes, followed like 10 people. The next day we were like, this is funny. Let's like do it again next weekend. Posted some more videos, and then what? Like overnight, we had 150 followers.
150,000 followers, yeah.
Yeah, 150,000 followers.
Yeah.
Where did they come from?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, everyone who couldn't get inside campus. I mean, we saw a market. There was a need for dancing outside of
campus.
See
a need, fill a need.
We simply supplied it. Yeah. Supply and demand. That's basic economics.
Supply and demand. It's the answer to everything, Adam. All right.
Is it? I'm not an econ major. I don't know.
Yeah, because you use these stupid microphones.
You know what, bro? I have a cool major. I make movies with my friends, bro. Okay?
By the way, Adam made one of the coolest movies that I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, just wanted to say that.
Wait, when's that screening?
The screening for My Capstone. Probably going to do it at the end of April or beginning of May. I think me and Katie McDonald are going to screen both of our films together.
Two great films, by the way.
Yeah, very excited. I made a pilot for a sketch comedy TV show. Cal has seen it. He got an early screening. Kyle has not seen it because, I don't know, where were you when we watched it?
Playing favorites.
That's exactly what I decided that night. I was like, you know what? I do like Cal more than Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle is just with his girlfriend, so.
Kyle's with like one of his 7 girlfriends.
Dude, come on.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
He moved on. Now he's just got one. Right?
You're right. He's a good
You're
man.
Talking
now.
About a different. There's a lot he's of different. Diff- stouts.
A, there's a lot of different stouts. He's a changed
stout.
Guy.
There's mustache stout,
Fortnite stout,
FIFA stout,
high sock stout,
gentleman stout,
hot dog stout.
I do love hot dogs.
This guy loves hot dogs.
You know me and my hot dogs.
Anyways, outside campus started blowing up. We're at around 460 followers now, which is absurd for the range of stupidity our content is.
That's true.
You know? But we started off strong freshman year. Do you remember? Oh my God. We had like a celebratory post for our 100th follower. Do you remember who it was?
Lyndon Clark.
That is one of my favorite stories. Oh my God.
I hope Lyndon Clark's listening
right
now.
There's no way she's listening.
No way.
No way. I don't even know if she remembers us, honestly.
I don't even remember her.
Can we talk like our... I'd say number one fans.
Number one fans dedicated to outside campus?
I would say one that sticks out in my mind was Caroline Ponzi.
Caroline Ponzi is a huge outside campus fan. Yeah, that's a great selection. Absolutely. She, if you don't know her, she graduated, what, 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
I think it was two.
Yeah.
She wasn't a senior when we were freshmen?
You ever heard of the Ponzi scheme?
Ponzi.
Never heard of it.
That's her.
She birthed the Ponzi scheme.
Wow.
Not an easy one. dude, what great. Happened? I mean, I feel like I remember, who was it? God. So there was someone in DG when we were freshmen who just put us in their group chat. And then like an hour later, remember, we got a bunch of DG people to follow us. Yeah. And that's when we were like, whoa, this thing is picking up steam. And that's when Lyndon Clark, wasn't she a DG girl? And she was like our 100th follower.
Yeah.
And then we were like, yo, We love 100 you. Followers, Lyndon Clark. And we literally did a video at Riverside of us just saying her name over and over again. We were like, Lyndon Clark, outside campus, Lyndon Clark, we love you.
I'm trying to think of other people that, you know, love and support the organization.
I'll tell you who's not appreciated. Bella Lampy. Oh.
Stat, you want to take this one?
I mean, when... I don't even know what we were doing in that video. Just...
We were doing our typical stupid behavior at outside campus.
And she was the recorder for this one.
Yeah, she decided to be a cinematographer.
And it was certainly shrill, to say the least.
Shrill and depressing. Hard to listen to. Yeah, if you wanna play the video, play the audio from the video and put it into the mic. You'll hear me in the video. She's filming us, and she takes liberty. She decides to start yelling outside campus in the background. Literally, the only instruction was press record on the phone and let us go to work. And then she made it the Bella Alampi show. I love Bella, but she couldn't have done worse in this moment. And then you hear at the end of the video, I literally go, what do I say?
Bella, shut up.
No, I go, I'm going to be honest, Bella. And then it cuts out. And I literally just flame her. Find the audio, because he's looking.
Flamer.
you gotta play it into the mic. Start it from the beginning. Kyle is going to play the audio from this video. You're going to hear Bella just going crazy.
Outside. She must be getting a workout in.
You hear that for 3 seconds? I go, I'm gonna be honest, Bella, and then I literally flame her life. But it gets cut out because I don't want to sound like a bad guy. So yeah, no, Bella's awesome. We love Bella. That was just a bad night.
Yeah, she's cool.
Who are other loyal followers of us?
Will Murdoch.
Will Murdoch.
He made
yeah.
a couple guest appearances.
He made an appearance. He did the whole I'm Cal Richman. I'm Captain of the basketball team. You remember that?
That was a great
that
one.
That was a pretty good video.
Also, Audrey Pickett's.
Audrey Pickett is great. Yeah. Oh my God. That's
great.
Probably my favorite video on the outside campus page.
That's a great one.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the pause. The pause in there. That's we're literally chanting outside campus, and she's following along, and then we pause, and she says it and gets it all wrong. Her face is priceless.
No, she's great.
Oh,
she's
we love best. Audrey. She's the best.
Yeah, love
Yo,
her.
Do you remember the video with Gibbo in Wawa?
Yes, when he's banging his head on the vending machine.
We never posted that.
I think we did. I thought we posted it, and it's when... Because isn't that the night where... Maybe you posted it for like my birthday montage thing, or did you post it for
September 11th?
Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm sorry, guys. I hate my life too. It's fine. We have so many funny videos from freshman year, but the thing is, it's just the brand itself started to die down because we started to make it inside campus. So we stopped hanging out at outside campus a lot, and. Hence, we had less content to go off of, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, we did.
good input, Cal.
Sorry, if you guys haven't realized, I'm not very smart.
I'm not seeing this. I'm not seeing this Gibbo post.
Maybe we never made it on Instagram. Maybe that's a throwback video we do.
I think we have to.
That's okay.
We
can do that.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Then we did the thing. Should we do favorite memories? That was one of our questions. We put out questions, you know, for people to ask us about outside campus and the history and the origin story. One of the questions from Jesse. Do you guys know Jesse?
Jesse Whitman. Love Jesse Whitman.
Do you?
I love her.
Care to explain?
Oh, she's just the nicest girl in the world.
Yeah, no, she's really cool.
She is.
And, she said, what's your favorite outside campus memory and why? Cal, do you want to start us off?
Sure, I'll go first. I think that, I mean, there's so many, and it was also, you know, kind of a long time ago, but I think when we tried making our hype video at outside campus.
Oh my God, that's a great one.
Garbage.
Yeah. We put on the Rocky theme song.
Yep.
We were filming. It was like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
We were all just right outside the doors of campus. And we had a trash can.
It wasn't even like... It was on a Tuesday during exam week or something like that. No one was there. And keep going. No, this is great.
And we just...
Didn't Miles film?
Yeah, we were like, all right, we need some good stuff right here. And what we did was we just, you know, filmed us jumping on each other. We jumped into a trash can.
I think we literally jumped into a trash can, and then me and you just mugged Kyle.
Yeah.
Like, that was what we came up with. We were like, hey, let's come up with a hype video for Outside Campus. What do? Jump in trash cans and beat each other up. Oh, let's play Rocky music in the background. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we start chanting, Outside Campus.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
It's a good one.
I loved that. That was great.
That was great. All right. There are so many. That's just one.
That's your favorite memory. Kyle, how about you?
I mean, I would say it's pretty tough to choose, but I say one of my favorites was the baseball card.
Oh, you stole that one from me. That's good. Tell the story, though.
All right, so obviously, we weren't getting in campus. We were maybe 2-for-17 on the year going in, so, I mean, playing percentages is not looking too good. So you had a old baseball card. I don't even know who it was.
I still have it in my wallet. Here's the thing. I keep a couple baseball cards in my wallet because I think it's a hilarious joke. Like, if you're out at dinner or something and the waiter comes and, like, you know, asks for your card, you go for the check and you just put a baseball card down instead of your credit card. Seeing the confusion on their faces just makes my day.
This was sophomore year.
This was sophomore year. Kathy, it was during Lawfully High.
Eli was out there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a huge line.
It was a big night.
There's a mob of people fighting and clawing to get in. And Adam squeezes his way up to the front. Hands Kathy the baseball card.
As an ID.
And I don't know, she just kind of looks at it, laughs. I mean, she knew right away.
She takes a look at me, like she stares right in my face like, are you kidding? And then just immediately moves on to the next person. Barely gives me the time of day.
Yeah, but I'd say that was my favorite one.
That was Lawfully High, right? Because I think my friend from home, Peter, was there.
Peter Mansfield?
Peter Mansfield. Shout out Peter Mansfield.
Shout out Peter Mansfield.
He visited that weekend. I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember we had that super late night in South, too, in Fishbowl?
Yes.
That was so much fun. Yes. You were there.
Sure I was.
Yeah. You just don't remember because you have bad memory. You're definitely there.
Jeez. What about you, Adam?
You know, I'm trying to think of my favorite memory now, and you guys took two really good ones.
I would just say, like, the fame as well. Like, there were 5s and 10s of people.
There were 5s of people outside, people following us,
just walking around campus. Hey, you Outside Campus guys, could you sign my books, please?
Actually, it was kind of weird because, like, freshman year, obviously we don't know anyone,
right?
And actually, like, walking around campus, like, people I felt the eyes on me.
Oh, I felt
yeah.
And they didn't know my name; they just knew me as Outside Campus.
Yeah, it was so weird. That's like, kind of fun.
No, I loved it. It was a legit. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, we were talking about phenomenons earlier. I felt like that was a campus phenomenon for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. You know, it's Outside Campus boys. And we're probably giving ourselves so much credit. And no one else cares.
We're hyping each other up so much.
We're like, God, yeah, we were the coolest guys in school. For like, no, it was longer than 3 weeks. It was like 3 years, bro. We were so good. That's right? No, I think honestly, you know what my favorite... We already talked about it. I think the Lyndon Clark thing is the funniest thing ever. I have to paint the picture. We got to 100 followers in what, like a week? And our 100th follower, we were at Riverside the night we got our 100th follower. It was this girl, Lyndon Clark. None of us knew who she was. And we were like, let's make a video, Lyndon Clark. And we just started shouting into the camera, Lyndon Clark, Outside Campus. And then... Here's the thing.
Hold up. We were so excited when we had 99 followers. We were like, oh my God, the next person who follows us.
It didn't matter who it was. It didn't matter. It could have been Vladimir Putin and we would have lost our minds. Yeah. It could have been anyone. We would have made a tribute video to that person.
Yeah.
It was this girl, Lyndon Clark. None of us had met her before. I didn't know who she was. And then she follows us. We make this video. And then next week, I'm walking into the library, and I see this girl also entering at the same time. And we both pause and look at each other a little bit. And I go, Lyndon Clark? And she looks at me and goes, outside campus? And I was like, wow, this is amazing. We hugged it out. We talked for like, I don't know, 2 minutes, but 2 minutes tops. Never said a word to her again. But it was a cool moment. It was like, you know, that was the connection. It was like meeting your fans.
Yeah. There you go.
And we have...
And that was just one encounter.
That was just one encounter, bro. Yeah. But that was like one of those moments where I was like, wow, we actually reached people on campus with this terribly stupid idea.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
It was a blast, man.
It makes me wonder why. Is. I mean, it still is, but I mean, let's be real. We don't do it that often because we go inside campus. And plus, true. Yeah, I'll be honest. The numbers are not as high as what they used to be. Have you ever realized that? I feel like they're just like, when we were freshmen and sophomores, I honestly feel like there were mobs of people at outside campus, like trying to get in. Like, it wasn't even a line. But now I feel like when I go out, it's like 2 seconds. No one's at the door.
Yeah. I feel like they do the X's.
Yeah, they let more people in.
Right.
Well, that's because it's not Kathy and Eli outside. It's Ashcash.
Ashcash
Carlson.
That's a cool nickname.
Yeah.
My dad actually just texted me, so... Shout out to Jimbo.
Shout out Jimbo Raekwon.
He said, as a conversation starter, what is the coolest nickname that you've ever heard in your entire life?
What's the coolest nickname for who? For me or for anyone?
Anyone.
Anyone? That's tough. Oh, I got a good one. Do you know who? Oh my God, what's his name? The running back, former running back for the Bucks. Doug Martin, his nickname was Muscle Hamster.
Oh my God.
That's a great, and it's just like, it's a perfect description of what he was, because he was like, I don't know how big he was, like 5'9", but shredded. He was a guy who was like, you know, thicker than he was tall. Yeah. Like Muscle Hamster is just a perfect name for him.
Yeah.
When I think of best nicknames, that's what comes to mind.
That's
what about you?
That's such a good one.
Yeah.
Me, well, I have two. I don't want to steal yours, so you go first, Kyle.
No, you go.
Do you have any?
I'm still thinking.
Okay, I have two.
All right.
One is Rainbow Johnson.
The Rain Man?
You said that like you made it up on the spot.
Rainbow Johnson, Coach O'Hanlon of the Leopards back in the day.
That was his name?
His name was Rainbow Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any reasoning behind it? No background.
None. But, you know, that's what it was. And then second... Coffee Black
from Semi Pro.
Semi Pro, baby.
That's a great one.
My favorite movie. Yeah, absolutely.
Is Sugar Dunkerton still on the table?
Or? Sugar Dunkerton.
Where'd you get Sugar Dunkerton from, by the way?
Wasn't that one of his names? He had like three different names.
That was in Semi Pro?
Yeah.
Coffee Black.
Downtown Funky Stuff Malone was
that one. That's great. Can you imagine writing that on a jersey? Like having that on the back of your jersey. Downtown Funky Stuff Malone. All right, Kyle, what about you?
I would say last night I learned a new one.
Let's hear it.
Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King.
The Gypsy King. Yeah, that was a crazy fight, man. Oh my God. I'm not going to lie. I was pulling for Wilder.
Me too.
I was rooting for the American. Tyson Fury, it looked like he was boxing a baby deer.
Dude.
Deontay Wilder, I mean, that one shot. It honestly kind of looked like it was to the back of the head. But that one punch, like, that blew out his eardrum.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Deontay Wilder looked like a toddler for the rest of the fight.
He couldn't stand up.
He could not stand up. His whole equilibrium was off. I think he was seriously concussed.
Also, fun fact, our referee today looked exactly like Tyson Fury. God.
He was 6'9", 270?
No, he was about...
He was probably like
6'7".
Really?
Yeah, 6'8", maybe.
Yeah.
That's huge.
White, bald... Big.
British. Gypsy King.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Was he a good ref?
He was solid.
He was a good guy.
Sorry. I keep not talking into the mic and Adam's getting mad at me. He was solid. You know, seemed like a good guy.
But you didn't really get to know him.
No, not at all.
That's fine. Doesn't matter. What were we talking about before that? Nickname interjection.
Yeah.
Yours is Gypsy King. I'm going to stick with Muscle Hamster. I think that's hilarious.
That's a good one.
And you're going to go with
Coffee Black.
Coffee Black or Rainbow Johns.
Gypsy King just takes me back to Borat.
Yeah, that's true. Tears, Gypsy. Your tears. Oh my god, I feel like we can't talk about Borat without like somehow getting fined. Yeah. By the way, guys, just a reminder, this is live radio, which means honestly, like, anyone can be listening, and with live radio there is an obscenity rule, you know, indecency rule. Basically, there's a legit committee called the FCC, and they will fine you $10,000 for using obscenities or swearing on live radio. So that's why we've been pretty clean today, you know? Usually you hang out with the three of us, you're like, what are these guys talking about? They're swearing like a bunch of sailors out here.
Sailors.
No. Yeah. When you're on live radio, you got to be clean. Clean it up. G-rated. I mean, it's probably not G-rated, but...
Got to be clean. Take PG. A shower before.
PG. You didn't shower today, did you?
Just once.
Cal, you don't look like a guy that showers. All right.
Shut up.
Coming from Jesus.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to throw Jesus shade, bro? All right, Mr. String Bean. I'm 6'7", and I weigh 30 pounds. That's Kyle Stout. No, I'm not much better. It's okay. You know, we like to poke fun. We're friends.
All right.
Outside campus. I feel like we've kind of knocked down the origin story of Outside Campus. This radio station, well, not the station. The station is 104.9 FM WJRH, but this show is Outside Campus, and it's because of the legendary Instagram page, club?
Organization. Nonprofit.
Nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, yeah, it's definitely a nonprofit.
For now.
Because we're not making any money. We tried. We designed some merch. We designed merchandise, dad hats. And the thing is, like, we do think that people would buy them, but we would make no money on them because they cost too much money to make.
Yeah.
And more so than what people would buy them for. If you would buy Outside Campus merchandise, DM us or hit us up because we have a bunch of designs. We just don't know if it's worth it or if it's going to be profitable.
Yeah. I mean, do we even want to turn profit? I just kind of want to give people what they want.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm cool to do that too. Just like spread the word. Spread the word.
Get a cool dad hat, little OC on the front.
No matter what, the three of us are going to be rocking those hats. I think I'm going to put an order in. Maybe we.
I'm down.
Here's the thing: we need to find enough. If we're going to order like 100 of them, say, right? It's going to be, yeah, if we're going to order like 12, I'm sorry. The money's going to have to come out of our pocket, and then hopefully we'll just, what I think we should do is, set up a pre-order, have people commit to buying them first, and then design and order them, because then we'll know
that's
we're
a
not
going to
be losing money. I know, coming from the, oh my god, I swore. It's all right. There was a delay. I almost swore. Coming from the I didn't go full throttle. But I erased the past 4 seconds, so nobody heard it. There's a dump button just in case you swear.
Took a big old dump.
Yeah, basically. Anyways, coming from the film major, I've got the best business ideas. In your face. Econ boys.
I'm stupid.
True, I forgot.
Yeah.
Cal, you're good at LinkedIn. Dude, what happened with that? Tell the people about your videos.
Yeah, so, you know, just give you a little background knowledge. I'm looking for a sales job, tech sales. And, you know, just trying to find ways to, you know, get out of my comfort zone. So what I did was started boosting up my LinkedIn page. I started reading a lot of books.
Nice.
Self-help books, business books, all that good stuff. And I then filmed myself on my computer, which was, not gonna lie, a little uncomfortable at first.
It is. It's a weird
thing.
It's
weird. Yeah. But I, you know, eventually was able to give myself and other people advice, not even advice, you know, just my takeaways from the books that I was reading.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was cool. And
dude, I loved them. Like, they blew up.
Yeah, they actually did pretty well. I kind of stopped.
How many videos did you do? Three?
Three. So I have three, and I might pick it up later, but I don't know. It was just something cool that was, you know, got me out of my comfort zone. And
dude, I mean, I just like how I mean, we're all just kind of, you know, trying to, no matter what you do, you're always, I feel like, adding something to your personal brand.
Yeah.
Your image, you know, who, what your story is. And I thought it was a cool addition to, you know, the story of Cal Reichwein, that you were getting out of your comfort zone and doing this thing on LinkedIn. I loved it, man.
Thanks, man.
I think you should do it again.
Yeah.
You want to share what the books were?
Yeah, I actually read a few. So the first one I did was How to Win Friends and Influence People, known as the number one, you know, business book. Just if you looked it up, it'd be number one. The Secret, Rhonda Byron. Really good book about just like mentality and, mm-hmm. you know, just controlling your thoughts. I read The Alchemist by Paul Coelho.
Yep.
Coelho. Really right. good book. Solid.
Yep.
And there's more, but those are just three.
Right. And Kyle, have you ever read a book?
No, I don't know how to read.
That's what I thought. You know, it's funny that the first book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
My dad got me that book and my two best friends as a high school graduation gift.
Really?
Yeah. He said, you know, it's a great book. You should read it. A lot to learn.
That was the first post, right?
Yeah. That was the first one.
Fishing with Ice Cream?
Dale Carnegie. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Also, it's like, it helps if you reread it too.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's
for
like,
sure.
it's something that you should keep and just continue to reread because mm-hmm. it's like good stuff to think about.
Have you been able to translate a lot of what you've read into your actual life?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, like, when you're learning so much at one time. So that's why, like, it's so important to reread, just because there's so many different, like, strong points that, the like, these books make, and it's hard to, like, try to focus on all of them. Instead, just focus on, like, one per day. So that's what I've been trying to do with it, you know.
That's good, man. I mean,
it's
like,
cool, yeah. I highly recommend the book. So,
I mean, I got a kick out of you doing that, man.
Yeah.
It was also the fun, dude. It was funny for me is the first video you did was like an introductory video.
Yeah.
Right, like saying I'm gonna be doing this on your LinkedIn page, and then in between that video and your first book video came the night of. Adam, you want to shave my head? And we were like, let's do it. And we literally went to your backyard and I brought the clippers out and I shaved your head.
Yeah.
And then the next episode, you looked like Eminem.
The reasoning behind the shave.
It was, oh my God.
Eagles Packers, wasn't it?
No. It wasn't that.
No,
it was odds are. It was odds are.
It was odds. One out of two.
It was odds, one out of two, and he lost, and he was like, let's do it. Seriously.
It honestly.
There was like, a game. What game? We were watching.
It was Eagles Packers. It was after that game.
But, like, honestly, I would say, like, I did that because, like, I didn't care, like, what anyone thought, which is one of the points that the book made, you know, like that was something that I was like focusing on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna shave my head because I don't care.
Dude, I thought it was awesome
and it was fun.
I liked shaving your head. Like, I thought it was a fun activity of best friends.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. I like shaving heads. But dude, you know what, it was amazing. The only negative thing about it was
it took like, forever.
Well, no, dude. I feel like for the next 3 weeks, whenever I saw you, you were wearing a hat or a hood, or you just tried to hide your head. And I was like, come on, man. That's my masterpiece, bro. Let it shine.
Yeah. It got a little bit old. There were definitely some awkward stages, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but I don't regret it, you know? I don't know if I do it again, but...
Nor should you.
I don't think you look... You didn't look bad.
Dude, you didn't look bad at all.
Thanks, guys. You know?
You can rock a bald head. I don't think I could rock a bald head.
You know, well, you never know unless you try.
Well, I ain't gonna try.
I'll tell when I do. I'll
shave it. Not doing it. People always say that I should do St. Baldrick's. And I do... Like, I agree, like... My thing is that if I did St. Baldrick's, I'm not, like, I do think I could raise a lot of money, right? Because it's like, oh it's a bigger deal when a guy who hasn't cut his hair for 2-3 years shaves it all off at once
for
charity.
When was the last time you cut it? Was that sophomore year?
Well, no, the last time, like, I get trims, you know what I mean? Where I'll take, like, an inch off.
Right, but you had that severe.
Right, but I cut it, like, all off. I had, like, hair like Cal's freshman year.
Stud.
I left, it was for Thanksgiving break freshman year. And I went home looking like how I look now, like Jesus. And then I was with my dad, and he was like,
HB?
Yeah, he's like, just cut it all off. Just do it. And I was like, why? He's like, I don't know. You like messing with people, right? You like doing that? And I was like, yeah, I do like messing with people. And honestly, for no really other better reason than that, I went to my barber, shaved the beard, cut the hair. And when I came back to school, I'm not kidding, people did not know who I was.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I had teammates open doors for me and not say anything. Because they literally, like Brad Sieber opened the front door of Pardee to me and then just walked right by me because he had no idea who I was. Because no one at Lafayette had ever seen me with short hair or without a beard.
I think we might need to run that back. Let's make it happen again.
Cut it all off?
Huh? I'll do it if you do it, honestly.
Yeah, but it's not a thing if you, no one cares if you do it.
Also, just in. Exciting news.
Oh my God.
The senior Leopard basketball players on senior day will all be rocking just mustaches.
You're so lying.
Or what you promise. Can grow of a mustache.
What you can grow of a mustache.
Oh, I thought you were going to like, because I know you can't. You can grow a mustache? You
certainly
dude,
can.
Dude, your hair gets so light.
Don't worry about it. If you're listening, I can grow a mustache. And
can Chaz grow a mustache?
Yeah, he's got one right now. Well, he's got the whole beard.
Oh, he does have a beard.
So you're used to seeing the whole beard, but.
Yeah.
He's shaving the beard, everyone.
You think
shaving
he does it?
Yes.
Wow.
Senior
I
day?
Might just do it in solidarity. You know, I'll be in the crowd with a mustache.
Yes.
I've been wanting to bring my mustache back for a while, to be honest. It's like a weird, why is that a trend among like guys our age right now?
I mean,
right
you
now?
Could do so much. You could do like.
I know. That's my thing. That's why I like having like long hair and a beard is because like, this is going to sound weird, but it's another outlet of creativity. Mm-hmm. You know, I could braid my hair. I can put it up. I could do a half bun, you know. I could do three buns. I can.
Honey buns.
Honey buns. Or I could do a goatee or a mustache. You know, you mutton do, chops.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely rock a stash whenever yeah. you guys do.
Yeah.
So you're all going to have mustaches.
Saturday, the 29th, leap day.
I'll be there. That's awesome.
Let's go. Exciting.
Let's go, Leopards.
Really off topic.
Who are you playing?
Navy.
Navy?
Yes. Midshipman.
Wait, home?
Yeah. Yes.
Home, yeah?
No, we're having senior night.
At Navy.
Yeah, Navy, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That makes sense. A two senior night away from home. That's fun.
Yeah, man.
You guys are having a pretty good season this year.
Yeah, we're fighting for a home playoff game.
Awesome. So well, aren't you fighting for a first round bye too?
Yeah.
That's more of a lock.
So I think we are, I mean, knock on wood, but I think we should have the first round bye.
Awesome.
It's a tight
lead. Congrats.
Let's get it up.
Let's get it. That's the first time in your guys' career you have a first round bye, right?
Yeah.
But how many teams get a first round bye? Six?
Six.
Six yeah. out of ten?
And if you finish in the top four, you get a first round home game.
Okay. Nice.
So that's what we're working towards.
Let's get it.
Yeah, man.
And we got two of the team's best players in the room right now. Leading scorer, Cal Reichlein.
Cal Richmond.
Cal Richmond.
Captain
of the basketball team. And resident sharpshooter, Kyle Stout. No. I've enjoyed watching you guys play this year. It's been fun.
Thanks, man. We enjoyed watching you too, you know?
Yeah.
On that field.
Couple good seasons.
Yeah, man.
Outside campus. Athletic bunch, huh? It was good. What do you say we take a quick break, huh? Throw a little song in there?
Let's do it. Sure,
I want to do a quick shout out for my dad because he texted me and goes, show's going great. Show's going great.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you, HB. You know, and that's good because he'll tell me if something's going bad. He'll be honest. He'll be like, hey, that sucked. That was bad. But
HB.
He thinks it's going good right now. So we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to have a little song. What do you want to play?
How about It's Raining Men?
Surprise people.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we'll surprise people. But this is for everyone who's listening. After this quick break, we're going to play a little game called Mount Rushmore. The way Mount Rushmore works is you pick a category for the episode, and then we all have to make our Mount Rushmore of that category. So me and Cal did a radio episode like a couple months ago where we did the Mount Rushmore of Eastern Pennsylvania, and we just picked the four best people of Eastern Pennsylvania. But it could be any category. It could be movies, basketball players, internet phenomenons, sandwiches. So
pieces.
So I guess just send us your best categories and we're gonna pick from the best one and during the song break, and then we'll do a little Mount Rushmore action. We'll play that game. But You guys got anything to add before the break?
Let's do it.
Ready to rock and roll.
Wow, you guys are killing it.
Send in those suggestions.
Send in your suggestions. Send in your suggestions. We're going to listen to a little song right now. You're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Outside Campus with Adam Bramson,
Calvin Raekwon,
Kyle Stout.
And we're going to do a little break. Here's a song. It's your favorite song. It's Raining Men. That was It's Raining Men. Who sings that song?
The Bee Gees.
I'm pretty sure it's not the Bee Gees. You're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Outside Campus with Adam Bramson. Say your names.
Calvin Raekwon.
Kyle Stout.
Thanks for taking a break with us. We hope you enjoyed that song. Now for the rest of the show, we got 20 minutes left, 17 minutes left, 16 minutes left, my bad, and we're going to play a little game called Mount Rushmore. Kyle, do you want to explain how the game works?
Sure. So Mount Rushmore, you pick your top four of whatever the topic may be. So today what we're going to do is credited from my dad, Jimbo the legend, What we're going to do is we're going to have a Mount Rushmore of any famous person that you would love to sit down and have a meal with.
Yeah. Anyone.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. It could be dead or alive. Are we doing that?
Yeah, let's do dead or alive.
Okay. So basically, top four people you'd want to... And I have a question. Are these one-on-one meals, like for our Mount Rushmore, or are we fielding a team to have dinner with collectively? You know, like, are you going to have dinner with the whole Mount Rushmore at the same time, or just four people to have meals with?
Let's do... I like the team.
Yeah, team.
You go a lot of team is like team is solid.
That's an interesting like thing. Yeah. Also, just sorry, we're gonna play that game. Quick shout outs to a couple people who just are begging to be shouted out on the radio. I guess. Cal, you had a couple people you wanted to shout out.
Yeah, just one, Alexa Buffa.
Is she listening?
She is listening. Maybe. Maybe she's not. Doesn't matter if she is or she isn't.
She's not listening, but she wanted a shout out.
She's a great supporter of the OC, and we appreciate it.
She was in an Outside Campus video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
she was. All right. Gabby Cinquini wants a shout out.
Gabby.
I love you, girl.
Kyle, do you want to take that one? Nice. He's shy. Kyle's shy sometimes. He doesn't like to talk about stuff. He's a shy guy.
She's a great friend of ours.
Yeah. She's a great friend of all of ours.
Yeah.
Supporter of the team.
Great friend.
Gabby's cool. And who else? Oh, my freshman teammates are listening. Benji Grassi, Hale Lombard, and David Mizrahi. What a name. David Mizrahi.
Sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
Honestly, probably is, bro.
He's a great guy, though.
They're all listening, and I just want to thank those guys for listening, too. Some shout-outs. All right, do you want to...
Quick text from my sister, yeah. Carly.
What'd she say?
Ask for a shout-out.
All right, Carly, do you want to do that one? Because she's your sister.
I think you know her great. Maybe you
You're right. I met her one and a half times, maybe. Carly Stout, just want to shout you out. You know, you're one of my best friend's sisters, and for that reason... We love you, girl.
Carly, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Carly. All right, any more shout-outs? We're going to get straight into the game.
I got one. Greg Stout, legend.
Legend of the game.
The big fella.
The big fella. Love that guy.
Love that
okay,
guy.
I'm ready. That's it.
Time ready? Time. All right.
Oh, wait.
What?
It's my brother's 21st birthday.
So ooh.
Jake, 21, baby.
Holy Cross football He's legend.
Giving out yep. free hugs. I don't know if you've heard.
Free hugs.
All
right, so here's a... Do you have time? No, we don't. We'll share it next time.
We have future episodes in the past, more stories to share. Let's get into this game, Mount Rushmore. We got like 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right, who's first pick? This is a draft style. Cal, you going first?
Are we doing Snake?
Snake.
Snake, yeah.
Okay, Snake. I'll go first.
Who's going second?
I'll go second.
Okay, go my first pick.
Wait. First is the worst. I want to go second. Because second is the best.
Shut up. All right. My first pick, I'm picking... Eddie Murphy.
Whoa, random pick. Any explanation?
Don't get.
All right, good reason. Good reason. Good reasoning.
I think he's funny, you know. he's got a great voice. I would just love to, you know, sit down and have a meal with him. He's going to bring the energy.
That's so funny. I love that pick.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's a good pick.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. I feel bad because my first pick was also going to be a comedian. But since you already did a comedian, should I change it up or should I keep it going?
Stick with your guts, man.
Whatever you want, brother.
I'm going to go with Larry David.
Who's that?
You don't know who Larry David is?
Hey.
You know Eddie Murphy just because he played the dragon in Mulan. Eddie Murphy, from the roles of Donkey and Shrek and the dragon in Mulan. What else did he do? I don't know.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And in the morning, I'll make waffles.
Got it. Part of me wants to just name people that Cal will understand. Larry okay. David, come on. He is like the mastermind behind Seinfeld, the TV show.
Okay.
And he also has the show Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
He's an old, funny Jewish guy.
So he's Jewish. That's why you pay him.
That's not the only reason, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. I'm going to go with Larry David. All right. Kyle, on to you.
You get two in a row.
Two in a row. Snake draft.
All right. So my first pick is going to be Charles Barkley.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
My primary reasoning would be we're very similar in the sense that I'm pretty sure we both don't know how to read.
Yeah,
so
that's a firm... funny on radio.
Yeah, you're not funny and not on radio, but when you're on radio,
funny.
You're funny. You turn it on.
Yeah, so that would be electric. But I don't know. I haven't really thought about my second pick, but I'd say I'd go another hoops player. I don't know. Is that allowed?
You can do whatever you want to. This is Outside Campus Radio.
Okay, just no swearing.
No swearing. Just $10,000 fine. That's the one rule we do have.
Crap.
Oh, no.
All right, so I'm taking my favorite college basketball player of all time. Any guesses?
J.J. Redick.
No.
Christian Laettner.
That's it.
Christian Laettner?
Yeah.
You know, isn't there a documentary called We Hate Christian Laettner?
Everybody hates Christian Laettner.
Everybody hates Christian Laettner. Yeah. That's
great documentary, by the way. You should check it out.
Is that a 30 for 30?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just...
That's what really...
It blows my mind when there are people who are so dominant in college basketball and don't do anything in the
NBA. He was an all-star one year.
Was he?
Yeah.
Really?
He was playing for like the Wolves or something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it means more to be an all-star now than it did back
in
the day.
I mean, certainly his NBA career wasn't
like Mehmet Okur was an all-star one year.
Who is that?
Oh, my
big
God.
Man, right? Big fella?
Yeah, big fella for the Jazz. Yeah. He's like a stretch five.
Oh, okay.
He's like 7 foot. He could hit the three. Josh Howard was an all-star one year. Do you know him?
Was he the Hawks?
He played. That's Josh Smith.
Ryan
Josh
Howard
is on the. Ryan Howard is the first baseman for the Phillies, and it was also in the Office.
Yeah. Office.
Josh Howard played for the Mavericks. He was like the third best player on the team. He was with like Dirk, Jason Terry.
Okay.
Jason Kidd, Sean Marion.
Yeah, that's a different team. Anyways, all right. So Christian Laettner.
Yeah,
that's a solid pick.
Lock that in.
Lock that in. All right. I'm gonna go with my second pick in Mount Rushmore to be Bo Jackson.
Okay. Oh, we can do dead or alive. Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
Okay.
Do you know who Bo Jackson is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One of the best athletes.
Yeah. Pure athlete. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. He's a guy. He played stuff.
He is.
Bo Jackson is one of the best pure athletes of all time. He is one of the few people to be a professional football player and be a professional baseball player, and he was a stud on both fields. And I just think he would be... I mean, now that I'm fielding my team for dinner, I'm thinking the conversation between Larry David and Bo Jackson would be the funniest thing ever. Because you got this scrawny white Jewish guy, Larry David, who looks like he's never picked up a weight or a basketball or any sport for that matter, and Bo Jackson, the best athlete maybe of all time. I think that'd be awesome. So that's my pick, Bo Jackson.
That's really funny. I like that. Okay, so I get two in a row here, no?
Yeah, you get two in a row, snake draft. We also got 8 minutes to go, so.
So maybe rapid fire?
Well, no, you know what? We got a little bit of time.
Okay, with my second pick, I'm going to take Barack Obama.
Oh, that is a great pick.
Barack Obama!
I don't think anyone has ever said it like that. That's a good pick, man.
I would like to tell you.
Let's hear your Barack voice. Go ahead.
He's the 51st president of the United
States. Not 51st. Incorrect.
I am the first black president.
There you go.
And I'm a great guy.
Nice. That's a good pick.
I'd love to have dinner with Calvin Raekwon and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you got Barack and Eddie so far.
Squad.
That's amazing.
Okay, and then, you know, here a little double whammy.
Yep.
I'm gonna take Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
We're gonna have a funny table.
That's like good.
Yeah. Thank you. I know.
Wow.
He's my favorite actor.
Is he really?
Other than Adam Bramson, of course.
Stop it. Keep going. Say something else.
Oh, you cute girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Will Ferrell movie?
Semi-Pro.
Oh, yeah, we've already gotten that.
Honestly,
all right, what's your second favorite?
Second favorite is Step Brothers.
Yep. Third.
Other Guys is a good one.
Third.
He is in Wedding Crashers, which is my favorite movie of all time.
Meatloaf.
But he's not a star.
Meatloaf!
Yep.
So, he has one of the best, like, 10-minute, like, just entries in a movie, though. Like,
Funerals.
That character is awesome.
Yeah. Funerals, man.
Funerals. Business is booming.
I mean, Talladega Nights.
Great one.
There's so many.
Yeah.
But those are...
He hasn't had, like, a hit like that in a while is the thing.
Yeah.
All right. I think with my third pick for the 2020 Mount Rushmore famous people you want to have dinner with, I'm going to go with Moses. From the Bible. Just because I like the range. You got to be diverse. And I'm thinking of the conversation between the people that I have right now. I mean, it's heavy on Larry David just asking stupid questions. But yeah, you know, Moses, why not? He's a important person in Jewish culture, and Gotta rep that. Gotta rep that. So I'm gonna go with my third pick, Moses. Kyle, back to you.
So for my third pick, I think you're gonna like this one.
I know I'm gonna like it.
He's from Boston.
Ooh, Boston boy.
Actor.
Oh, Marky Mark.
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my God, that's a great pick.
Great rapper.
Yeah, he was actually probably a better rapper than actor.
Wait, what rap?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
When did he rap?
He rapped before he was an actor. Marky Mark and the Funky songs. Bunch. Yeah. What's the song?
Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations. Yeah.
Can we play that?
Yeah, maybe that'll be our closeout song.
Okay.
We got about 5 minutes left, so okay, yeah, Kyle, so what's the next? This is your last pick.
Yeah.
Wow, last pick. I got to think, dude. I've kind of been doing this on the fly.
I think my last pick's going to be my best pick.
Really? I doubt it.
Okay.
You're so excited about Eddie Murphy. Kyle, I was going to say one thing, which is pretty bad. None of us have picked a female.
Shoot.
Dude, don't bring that up, all right? We're having a good time on the show.
You're right. Why do you got to bring up bad stuff like coronavirus and stuff like that?
If I could, I'd pick.
I'm picking a female in the last one.
Audrey, like I should. Audrey and Kelly want a shout out, so I just want to shout them out.
Shout out Audrey Pickett and Kelly Wadelli.
Kelly Wadelli.
If I were to pick a female, Margot Robbie, but I'm not.
You love Michael Rock. No,
one of the greatest movies of all time.
Suicide Squad. No, let's be real. You don't want to pick Margot Robbie. You just want to pick Harley Quinn. You want to pick Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. She can only come to the dinner if she's
fun
like.
In fact, I actually still have a cardboard cutout of really? Harley Quinn.
Dude, cardboard cutouts are hard to keep intact. I ordered a Shrek
it's actually
cardboard cutout. I'm sure it's broken. Dude, I have a Shrek cardboard cutout, and it's just like folded in four different ways.
Cal, I'm not sure if you remember. Do you remember how the Harley Quinn was broken?
Did I break it?
We got into a fight.
Oh. Yeah, in South.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on. My fourth pick was going to be another actor. I'm saying the same lane again, Vince Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Great.
I just feel like he's a good time.
He's a good time.
Wedding Crashers, as we talked about earlier, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
I feel like he's easy to talk to, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is so funny. Brian Lenino is FaceTiming me right now because he's locked out, and he's in the next hour with me. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we have to finish this before. I need to get my last pick in. You know what? Here's what I'm gonna diversify a little bit. And because you picked Barack Obama, I'm going to pick Michelle Obama.
Oh.
And that way,
double diversification.
If we happen to be at the same restaurant or something like that, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll see each other from across the table. I'll be like, yo, I got Michelle. You'd be like, yo, I got Barack. We're getting a phone call. I don't know if you can hear the phone ring. It's Brian Lenino because he's locked out. Brian, hello? Yo, can you hear me? You're on live radio, Brian.
All right,
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, is it my pick?
It's your pick.
I'm going to pick a server, too.
A you server? Know, what does that even
waitress,
mean?
Waitress.
So, Mount Rushmore and, like,
what would the W... have dinner with.
I know, but there's only four.
It's the person who's taking a picture of the Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so they didn't make the cut. Honorable, you want an honorable mention? Honorable mention.
Okay.
All right, so pick
last
your
last seat at the table is going to be Borat.
Well, wait. We're allowed to do fictional characters?
Whatever.
That changes everything.
Sacha
Baron Cohen.
Yep.
Okay. That's a good pick. Yep. You know what's good about that?
Why?
If you pick Sacha Baron Cohen, you could have Borat, you could have Bruno, you could have the Dictator, you can have a bunch of different characters.
Yep.
That's smart. But you definitely didn't think of that. I don't know why I gave you that credit.
I just wanted to pour out. And then my waitress is going to be Rachel McAdams.
Wow. I'm not going to lie.
From Wedding Crashers.
Pretty messed up that you picked four dudes to have dinner with and the one woman is your waitress.
Rachel McAdams can have a seat at that table.
But she's also going to be your server, apparently.
Eddie Murphy might be a good waiter. So maybe we'll
keep it interesting.
Substitute my first pick.
Yeah. I'll say my honorable mention will be... That's tough.
Manu Ginobili
would be great.
Yeah.
Wow. No, you know what?
Allison Byerly.
I'll do Steve Nash.
Okay.
I grew up loving Steve Nash, and I also think he's like a fun personality. Like he always seemed like a funny guy.
Okay.
You know?
Play soccer,
basketball, funny guy, pretty
what about
much.
Bruce McCutcheon?
Shut up. Never. I'll never pick Bruce McCutcheon ever. Don't say his name. Well, you guys want to hear my Bruce McCutcheon impersonation?
Yeah,
it's
he's
pretty good.
Listening.
Yeah, he definitely listens. Ready? Ready? If you can't see him, I'm holding a fake mustache to my mouth. Let's hear it for the Phil Hockey team. Amanda Magadan, she did great this past season. Let's give it up for field hockey. That's all Bruce McCutchen would ever talk about. And you know that's true. Former athletic director, Lafayette College. Kyle, who's your honorable mention? And then we're going to close it out with a song.
Shoot, I don't think I have one.
Awesome. All right. Let's end it there. This is a great episode of Outside Campus. Thank you for joining us.
Next out the drummer.
We're going to end with a little song. Oh, that was not the right song. This is Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. This has been Adam Ramsen, Kyle Rackline, and Kyle Stout. Thank you. This has been Adam Ramsen and Colorado Rackline.
Write us in anything you'd like to answer our next show.
Yeah. Give us thanks for next episode. Thanks, guys. Love you all. Peace.